Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mully and Haw.
Good morning, David and Michael. How you guys doing?
Taking you up to 10 a.m. on 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak, the voice of your Chicago Bears.
Out of the eye, the handoff is left. Herbert bouncing inside the 10 to the 5, angling to the goal line. He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears! Snap, here's Herbert twisting for the goal line. Touchdown. He is in for the touchdown. Took him a while to throw the hands up, but Herbert is in, and the Bears are back in front. Third and one, 26-yard line, right to left for the Houston Texans with a minute 16 to go, clock running. Fourth quarter at Soldier, tied at 20, snap back to Mills. Pass is tipped, intercepted in the hands of Roquan Smith, tripped up by Mills at the 12. Do a dance, baby, do a dance. Trenton Gill, the rookie holder, awaits the snap, sends it over, snap down, kick up by Cairo Santos, it is good for the win. Time expires, 23-20 Bears.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always enjoy talking to our friend Jeff Joniak. He joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, Big Mike. Dave, blue sky morning. Not a cloud in the sky. Ready to go. Let's get it going.
Morning, yeah. Jeff.
Bears and Giants, and throwback game.
This is a throwback game, yeah. And it's really – I thought that Matt Eberflus made a point earlier in the week about getting the fumbles and the country mouse and the city mouse or whatever he was on about. But the fact is, this is a guy that will put the ball in the ground. This is a game in which turnovers are going to be very important.
100%, Mike, 100%. You got to protect the football in this particular matchup because one of these two teams, they're going to be a tug of war on the clock. Just grinding it out. They're perfectly content running the football. They have no issue with it. But at some point in the game, who wins the line of scrimmage is going to be the ultimate story. It usually is. But I think this is one of those matchups where, you know, can the Bears get pressure on Danny Dimes? Danny Dimes certainly knows he's used to it after watching him, and he does give up the football. But I going back and watching tape of him, he is a much better quarterback, in my opinion, moving within the pocket and finding windows to throw the football. And he has been able to escape. Heck, he had seven first down scampers with his feet, had to, because he was running for his life on Monday night. And that's, you know, Justin's game as well when needed. But he has seven for the season. So Jones did it in one game. So he's a guy you're going to have to keep your eye on.
All right, Jeff, I respect the running game. I know that it's all about stopping the run and establishing the run. But I look at what's happened to the Bears this season in three games. They have run into some safeties that have taken over.
Again,
49ers, Hufanga had the game. Petrie last week with the Texans. And this week, Julian Love and McKinney are there. And If I'm Luke Getsy, I'm a little bit, I don't want to say scared, but I'm concerned, because if you can bait Justin Fields into throwing you the ball, he will. We have seen that. And I think when you have two safeties that are potentially as impactful as these two guys are, that's one aspect of this Giant defense, I think, that can maybe help them overcome some of their weaknesses.
Spoken like a true college safety, for sure. Through the eyes of a David Haw, you got it. You're feeling it. If you were suiting up for this game, you'd be lurking, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that he has shown you that it's worth lurking, because he will throw you the football if you can bait him into making a bad decision.
Or, you know, blitzing too, because this coach, obviously, has come from some systems. Wink Martindale, he'll throw a lot at you. He'll pressure you in different ways. They've had trouble creating it, so I'm sure this is something that they're going to emphasize. They only have 3 sacks this season. They've given up a bunch of yards after the catch. McKinney's got 6 career interceptions, 3 for Julian Lovin. 2 of them have come against the Bears. The Nazareth Academy product is their strong safety and a good one. That is an excellent point to keep an eye on here, but I still believe that there is going to be still a steady diet of the run game, but you got to watch these guys coming downhill too and creating some plays and protecting the football. For sure, these guys could pop it out.
So you mentioned local guys made good. You know, Kenny Galladay is a guy that always seemed to play well against the Bears, to the point where they flirted with trying to add him at one point. St. Rita product, a local guy. Listen, no one is afraid of the Giants receiving core. In fact, if I gave you a headline, receiving core looks even worse, you wouldn't know where the injury was that you were talking about between these two teams, right? Because both teams have an injured player going into this game.
Yeah, exactly. The Galladay thing is a real head-scratcher, because, you know, he put himself in a position to get a big payday, and he got it. He was excellent at Detroit, but he went to the Pro Bowl. Yes, he did damage against the Bears, but it's just not working out there. And this coaching staff with a new regime is setting a new tone. And, you know, he's not a part of the picture right now. He only has 5 targets on the season and 2 catches. And he had a couple of drops on Monday night when they did work him in. And they frankly need him. they need Kadarius Toney, another one who's kind of an enigma as well. Had a huge game against Dallas last year. Thought, okay, here we go. This guy's got all the tools. He's big. He's super fast. 189 yards against Dallas, but here again, not much in the way of production. He's only had 3 targets, working through a hamstring too. So they have injuries at the receiver position, so that's something to keep an eye on. But, you know, you can live with bread and water also. And the bread is Saquon Barkley in 2 phases. And Daniel Bellinger is a tight end to keep an eye on as well. He had a nice game against the Cowboys, a rookie out of San Diego State. Keep a guy, he's a mismatch guy, so keep an eye on him as well.
But in the first halves this season, the Giants offense have been starving, Jeff. I mean, they have not scored a touchdown. And in the second half, the Bears defense has yet to give up a touchdown. Which one of those two things changes is more likely to change on Sunday?
I hope it doesn't change on the Bears' part, because whatever's working in that locker room at halftime and how these guys are resetting, so to speak, keep it going, because that's when you win games in the fourth quarter. Most of these games are going to be down to the wire anyway, and this one should be no different. Heck, the Giants, it's an anemic issue, because you go back even further talking to their play-by-play guy, Bob Papa. You'll hear him tonight, tonight on Bears All Access. They've gone 7 games dating back to last year without a first-half touchdown. 7. So it's no question going to be a point of emphasis, a quick start against the Bears who are coming in on the road into the Giants' den.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it is fascinating to me that one of these teams will be 3-1, and it could be the Bears. And I think that when we look at that, it just seems like there's been some really good coaching done here. And when you think about Brian Daboll, he was a candidate here. Joe Shane was a candidate here. It's kind of extraordinary that both these teams, like one of them's going to be 3-1, and one of these groups was a significantly good hire.
I think through our eyes, we can tell that the first month of the season is, you can't really predict anything, right? Just because of the way things have changed in the NFL. Now we say first week is the great unknown, and I'm going to extend it all the way to the first month of the season. Teams are still trying to feel their way. Tackling's an issue in a lot of cities. There's discussion about new schemes. readjusting, injuries, significant ones, minor ones, you name it. And while that continues over the course of a season, I think it takes a while before you really find out what teams are. And I don't think we know what the Giants really are just yet, and we don't really know what the Bears are. And we hope that's a good thing because, you know, the growth is what we're looking for here from the Bears. I look at it this way. I'm trying to take a positive approach to this with the passing situation. And, you know, if the offensive coordinator is telling me that there is a complete faith in that passing game, but the numbers don't prove it, I'm trusting that, you know, he knows his quarterback right now and he knows what this offense is capable of doing. And it is about matchups. That's 100. Every coach in the league, it's about matchups. But if you're telling me that this is where the passing game is right now, it's only going to get better. It cannot go deeper into the abyss. There's no way. So if you're playing this well in the run game, your offensive line is lathering up and being a physical front in the run game and still learning and adjusting in the pass protection aspect of it, and you still haven't got Mooney going, you know he's better than what he's showing. You got Kmet. You dipped his beak in the water last week. He gets a couple big catches. I'm going to take a positive approach. Now, there's other teams down the line, and there's 6 road games in the next 9 weeks, so it's not going to be simple.
Jeff, these two teams are somewhat anomalies in the NFL. You look at the Bears, the second leading rushing team in the league, built around they have, out of necessity, have to run the ball, and run the ball some more. You got the Giants, whose best offensive player, the best player on the field Sunday, will be Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Is either approach, I mean, you have the Giants building around Barkley because he's there, and the Bears having to rely on the running game. How sustainable is any of that, or this is just one of those aberrations, the exception to the rule?
You know, nothing surprises me anymore. And again, because I talk about it all the time, this is just a personal preference. I'm okay with being a run-dominant team. And I would say that on any year of my career, I love the running game. I think it does a lot of damage, and I think it really bonds an offense, especially that offensive line. They love it. So maybe it's not an aberration, you know? Wouldn't that be something? And, you know, there are teams that last year, you know, from the Baltimore's, granted, they have a mobile quarterback who's piling up yards with his feet as well, Lamar. But Cleveland, Pittsburgh's done it. San Francisco does it. Green Bay's probably going to do more of it. I think the running game is back in the National Football League at some deeper level than maybe fans would like to appreciate, because everybody wants to see air shows. And while that's certainly not going away, I'm okay with running the football.
Robert Quinn was out sick yesterday. This would seem to be a game tailor-made for his skill set, right? The quarterback likes to run often for his life. Robert Quinn could really have a big impact. Is he going to be healthy?
Yeah, I have no idea what kind of illness it is. Hopefully it's just a touch of the whatever, and he'll be back out there. I have no doubt that'll be the case, but I have no info on that at all. But against this offensive line, you know, the tackles are young, but, you know, they're very talented. I mean, it's not going to take them that long to get readjust. Evan Neal, you know, as a top 10 pick, and so is Andrew Thomas. I happen to think Andrew Thomas is pretty darn good. He had a solid couple years in this league. You know, everybody goes through some things, but he hasn't given up a sack this year. He hasn't committed a penalty. I think he's a guy they're looking to. He's one of their captains, and Neal had a tough day dealing with Lawrence, so gave up 3 sacks last week.
What do you expect on the Bears' offensive line? Lucas Patrick is slowly getting back into form. He started at right guard. He was signed to be a center, Jeff, and you wonder how his hand is. Is this the week that he snaps for the first time, or what do we think?
Again, hard to say. I don't know. Without eyes on practice, I couldn't tell you what the plan is. But if the rotation still is working out for everybody, and that appears to be the case, keep it going. I know this. Lucas Patrick is very complimentary of what Tevin Jenkins is doing as well and his limited snaps at right guard. And whatever's happening during the week, it's not happening on game day, because game day, he's a baller right there. And he's been one of the bigger stories, I think. I just think overall, the job that Chris Morgan and Luke Getz are doing offensively with the offensive line with 3 young players, 3 inexperienced players at their positions, has been pretty impressive. You're still growing. There's still things to get better. Obviously, the pass protection has to improve. But from a mental standpoint of, hey, we're going to be physical with you and we're going to knock your block off, some of those Some of those runs in that game were so well blocked. And it's not just those five, and I'm not just throwing coach speak out there, but these receivers are digging guys out. The fullback is a revelation. Kari, I want to see more Kari Blassing game. You know, 15 snaps this past week, 13, 11, 15, and his production the last 2 weeks is almost 250 yards of offense when he's on the field in those limited snaps. So that tells me very good things.
I you know, I wonder, Jeff, when we kind of talk about the Bears and that running game, how much of it is connected to the fact that the passing game is as poor as it is. I mean, it's really bizarre to have like the whatever second or third best running game in the league, but the worst passing lead, and the net yards passing are just shocking.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a hard thing to look at when you see the statistics and see where they're at in that regard. However, you know, this is going to be a run based team that sets up the passing game. So again, hopefully that's around the corner here. They're getting great production on first down of the rush. 6.76 yards a crack. Giants, for that matter, same story. 6.02 on first down run of the ball. That should provide you some wonderful down and distance opportunities in the passing game on second down. And they got to start taking advantage of it here.
It should and get you out of there in about 2.5 hours.
Yes, that wouldn't be a bad idea either. Yeah, it really shortens the game. Hey, we you know, the old cliche, whether it's cliche or fact, our running game travels. So bring it over to the Big Apple in Jersey over there.
All right, Jeff, so you're around Hallis as much as anybody. You can sense things from being there. Darnell Mooney sounded frustrated. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields sounded worse. He sounded ticked off and frustrated. Yeah. I wonder, this team is 2-1, but does it feel like they're 2-1? Do they feel like they have a positive attitude going into New York or New Jersey, and do you think that even has any effect on how they play their demeanor off the field?
I would say no. I would say I don't mind Justin Fields being ornery. I mean, he is a, from by all accounts, everybody you talk to in his past, he is a super crazy competitive guy. So when he said what he said last week, and you know, the F it type of thing, you know, I'm just gonna do my thing. That's a good thing. You know, check down the football more, find completions. That'll get him in a rhythm. He's a rhythm quarterback. Again, most quarterbacks are, but I think he will thrive in being in a rhythm, and they have to find a way to do that. In terms of Darnell, same story. And whatever people may think about him going out there after the game, I'm still stunned by it with that jugs gun and going to work, because that's all he knows how to do, and it's what he's done since he's gotten in the league. So, listen, I'd rather have that than have the opposite, just go in the tank and just say, you know, I can't do this. I mean, I appreciate it. I do, and I think that is the mentality of these two cats. They've been working together closely from the time they got together in that building, so it's not going to stop. And if it does, then you throw up the surrender flag, I guess. But I don't see that happening.
Well, I know that Justin Fields has, you know, we've talked about this. He seems to be somehow better on the edge than he is in the pocket. And I think that teams have kind of really worked to keep him in the pocket, and that maybe has helped them with the inside run game as well. And I don't know that we spend any time giving him credit for that, but that ability to get outside and to actually be arguably you know, better on the outside than in the pocket has really helped the run game.
Well, you know, he was best last year in limited duty and rollouts outside the pocket, you know, the best quarterback rating. However, in this league, you cannot survive on that alone. So, you know, while there's going to be a ample supply of those types of plays, you have to be able to pull the trigger from the pocket to advance your career as a quarterback in this league. And, yeah, teams are going to try to keep him in there. So make him pay. Make him pay somehow, some way. And I don't believe this will be as egregiously insignificant as it's been so far to this point.
Egregiously insignificant. That's a new way to describe the Bears passing game, but I'm gonna steal that, Jeff. I might use it on the pregame Sunday.
Okay, dig in, buddy.
How much Velus Jones do you think we'll see on Sunday? I know you haven't seen him, but he's got to be a factor to have a return game that is worth talking about, and that matters.
Yeah. They've been having long fields, so any kind of help in the return game, punt or kickoff, would be a wonderful addition to this right now. They've had a bunch of series starting inside their own 20, and getting them on long fields, making them drive the length of the field is tough duty without making a mistake. And, you know, he's so intriguing because of his body type at the receiver position. He's built like a running back, and he's super fast. And he's a burner, and I just hope that they can get him on the field and he stays healthy, because he brings a lot to the table. And it might be there have been plays made. You can go down, again, they've been small, but they're making some plays here and there. Mooney and Equanimee St. Brown. We've got the Montgomery and Herbert connection, obviously. Cole Kmet. If we can get a guy that can make a defense get on their heels a little bit and be very wary of what he brings in terms of speed, that would be huge. And, you know, it'd be a great game to come back to, right? You're on the road in New York. You got a little freedom there to feel your oats a little bit away from the building. And Cordale Flott, the rookie out of LSU, who unfortunately is banged up right now. They're cousins, so why not have a family reunion in New York?
Wow, that's
and get
awesome.
It going. So he has had significant playing time for the Giants, and he's given up a touchdown and 65 yards receiving. So that's something to keep an eye on as well.
Great stuff, Jeff. Always a joy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
all
Jeff.
Right, boys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That is Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears. 312-644-6767 is Mully and Haw on the Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mully and Haw.
Hey guys, big fan of the show.
On 670 The Score.
Not much different, just different way of going about it. Honestly, I mean, that's coaching, in my opinion. That's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do. That's why we love what we do. And when we can help people progress and grow, and there's a bunch of different ways to go through that. But in the end, you know, your end game goals are the same, and how you treat it is the same, in the sense of, you know, there's no sense in, like, I don't believe in just demoralizing people or anything like that. We're going to be positive, and we're going to communicate with each other. We're going to talk about the whys and the hows, and we're not just going to just say, move on, hey, go make that play. That just doesn't exist in our room.
That is the voice of Luke Getsy, and he's telling you how he's pep-talking one Justin Fields, I suppose, right?
He's got to. That's a season-long project. And I think Dustin was right when he said during the pick six that Getsy's been pretty direct. And he will gain respect the more honest he is, I think, publicly, privately. It's accountability. And nobody can look at what's happened in the first 3 weeks from a passing game standpoint and be satisfied. So I think it would be foolish and disingenuous if he were to get behind a microphone and try to sell it as progress. It's not. It's not. In the words of the great Jeff Joniak, passing game has been egregiously insignificant. It's coming back. You know that's coming back.
Oh,
but I like what Getsy has to offer from a coaching standpoint, because I think that whether it's that soundbite that we just heard yesterday at the podium when he's prepared, rehearsed, and ready for those questions, or it's the candid moments during the game that we caught on the Bears website when he was mic'd up and or whoever was mic'd up, and we heard sort of the way that they're trying to pull Justin Fields up and lift him through this adversity. It's going to take some time. He's going to need some help. And again, what he said in so many words is what we talked about on Monday, Mully. When it comes to Justin Fields, criticizing is not concluding. You can be critical of what you see and why things aren't happening without checking a box and saying, is he boom or bust? It's not there yet. We're not ready for that conclusion yet. It's way too early. You need to be way more patient and give him time and let them see how this coaching approach works with him.
312-644-6767. Let's get back to the phone lines. A lot of people want to check in. We'll start with Cordell, is on the west side. Hey, Cordell.
Hey, morning, guys. I just had a slight observation. You know, given I'm with the developing thing, I have no problem with it. I think Justin can also use a security blanket, a receiver that he can just throw to in danger or running situation, somebody that he know he can actually depend on. And, you know, from a standpoint, I like Mooney, but I don't know if we really – does he really actually have that kind of security blanket?
Well, who would it be? I mean, if it isn't Mooney, who would it be? I'm with you. I think that would be great for any quarterback. Is it the tight end? It doesn't seem to be.
Well,
Mooney's the closest guy to that, and he's not that guy.
I understand why you guys say that. At the same time, it's not a case to me yet that he's even having that void. He's not delivering the ball.
No, he's
the safety valves are there.
But
the life rafts are there. He just can't grasp them.
But he's dumped off a couple of short passes that have been dropped, David.
Well, he has, but he's also overthrown the tight end when he's been open, and he's thrown high to Mooney, who was open. Now you could argue whether or not he could have caught that pass or whatever, but again, that's the next level to me of the conversation, is if you get to the point where he's completing the simple passes and he's doing the basics right, then it's like, all right, who's getting open, who isn't getting open? And if you need to check down, who's the most likely guy you're going to check down to? I just don't think we're even at that point of the conversation, because he's been so erratic and inaccurate.
Are we not talking enough about Jalen Johnson being injured? I mean, we expect that there'll be no issue at all with Roquan, even though he's been limited.
Mm-hmm.
They're still down injured players at the linebacker position. We've just sort of passed over the idea that their best corner is going to be out yet again, because this is not a team that you worry about your corners again.
It's not. When you're ranking wide receiving cores, I think your bottom tier includes the Texans and it includes the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So if ever, and the Bears probably. And so if ever your number one cornerback, your top cover guy, were going to choose two games in a row to miss, these would be the two. You don't want him to be sitting out against Justin Jefferson, right? And you don't want him to be sitting out against CeeDee Lamb. You want him healthy for those games and available to shut down those premier wideouts. But who on the Giants, besides Saquon Barkley, scares you And so I think that it's less of an issue. So it becomes less of a factor in the game. I don't think the Bears are going to win or lose based on Jalen Johnson's availability on Sunday, because I just don't see anybody in that giant wide receiving core that's capable of making him pay.
I got to tell you, we got a texter checking in. I think this guy checks in every day. But he basically says, you guys are so hypocritical. The score is responsible for triggering people over Fields. Let me tell you something, man. Fields is responsible for triggering people over Fields. Okay? So just knock it off with this idea that everybody on the air wants something bad to happen to Justin Fields. Right. It's not true. Everybody wants the court. No one wants to restart at quarterback. Everyone hopes that he can show what he needs to show for them to build upon it. But we also have to react to what we're seeing. And 78 net yards per game is not good enough. How hard is that? Yeah. How hard is that to not acknowledge?
I don't know how making a plea for patience and asking people to maintain perspective is triggering anything except for a rational response to a struggling quarterback. We're not looking for congratulations, and I think everybody has their own opinions, and we can say things that can be perceived as negative, and we've heard some people saying you're overly positive. Another texter says, I'm underestimating what a true number one wide receiver can do in the context of an offense. Maybe, but I think right now, anybody that just watches football a little bit should be able to understand what's going on here. A quarterback is not executing in the passing game.
It's got to be better.
It's got to be better.
How hard is that?
This isn't related to scheme.
No.
This isn't related to what kind of wide receivers you have. It's not related to how far along the tight end is in his development, or what running backs can help you in the passing game. This is all about number one. And the number one priority has got to be making him more accurate so you can have an offense that can throw the ball and move the chains.
Herschel's in Lincoln Park. Hey, Herschel.
Yo, what up, brother?
How are you, buddy?
I love you, brother.
What's up?
I got a couple points. Talking about the Bears, I told you 8-9, 9-8. 2-1, 3-1 this weekend. We're looking pretty good, aren't we, Hall?
We're looking pretty good, Herschel. You're right. You're on a good start here.
So, with that being said, the coaches need to go back and look at Justin Fields in high school and college. I've been looking at them with my friends over at the store, me and Robbie. And we noticed, they need to start putting him in a shotgun. He is not an under center quarterback right now, maybe because our line sucks or maybe because our left tackle sucks or we don't have a good left tackle. But we need to change his routine and let him come back. So when the defense comes and pushes that line, he has more of a time to, like, in the skedaddle and move out the way and be able to use his leg. But we're not doing that. And one more thing. How about we bring back Derrick Rose as a backup point guard and then let this tide roll? You know what I mean?
I like it, Herschel.
Knicks aren't trading Rose. Knicks aren't trading D. Rose.
No.
No, he's there. He's going to make an impact. I like the idea, and I love the word skedaddle. I think it's an underrated word.
I love skedaddle.
Herschel's on to something, though, in this regard. First of all, nice job on the prediction so far. We'll see how it goes. But showing Justin Fields' old tape of himself, not necessarily high school, but we said the other day we're talking about his psyche and his confidence. You want to rebuild his confidence? Show him what he did at Ohio State. Show him how high of a level he can reach when he does the little things, or maybe when he mechanically is sound, or maybe when he's not thinking at all. He's making plays. You need to see evidence of him making plays. And we saw a young professional on Wednesday, I think, whose confidence has been affected by this. Certainly his demeanor is. So put him in a good mood. Show him the Ohio State Clemson tape.
Theo is in Chicago. Hey, Theo.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to use a hypothetical here to figure out if the number one priority, Dave, is to develop Justin Fields, like you just said, or is it the number one priority for the Bears to win, like we all have talked about earlier in the week? And my metaphor would be, if we look at Teddy Bridgewater last night, I think we can all agree he's a better quarterback right now than Justin Fields, and he would give us a better chance to win. So, suppose that he's our backup, not Trevor Siemian, but Teddy Bridgewater. Would you be saying leave Justin in there and develop him with Teddy on the bench? Or would you be saying bring Teddy in because there's 52 other guys on this roster and they need to win?
It's a great question. It's an interesting hypothetical. I don't think you're in that situation with Trevor Siemian. Some people might be able to make that argument. I wouldn't. But I think with Teddy Bridgewater and when Tua, when he was healthy, Tua was further along than Justin Fields. So you had that security blanket, the insurance of Teddy Bridgewater. If that were the case in Chicago, I think you would go with Justin Fields as long as you possibly could until it was obvious that you couldn't. And they're not there yet. So I think I would not want to go in that direction while maintaining the number one priority, winning every Sunday.
312-644-6767. Mullion Haw on the score.
Mullion Haw.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to it every morning.
On 670 The Score.
Oh, this game is boring. Oh, entertain me. Please make me want to watch. Shut up. Just shut up.
Trey Wingo, NFL analyst for Pro Football Network.
Are the Bears and Giants game this week the worst possible matchup ever of winning teams?
Well, I said this earlier on a radio station in Chicago. If this game doesn't set the record for fewest passes thrown in the NFL, then both coaching staffs should be obliterated.
Chief Transformation Officer and Brand Ambassador for Caesars Sportsbook.
Do we say Hail Caesar? Is that?
I believe the technical term is Chief Trends Officer and Brand Ambassador, which I don't know. I think that was part of the negotiation. What do you want to call yourself? And I was like, I don't know, sports dude. I was good.
Host of the Half Forgotten History podcast.
First of all, you're playing the Colts, who were at that point were an indoor, you know, climate controlled team. And it's the worst Super Bowl weather ever. Like, I've covered 28 of these things. It's still, to this day, the worst weather for the day of the Super Bowl. It rained the entire game.
Trey Wingo on Mullion Haw.
Well, let me just say, it's good to wake up with you guys in the morning.
On 670 The Score.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On the line with us now is Trey Wingo. Trey's brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250. If you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. And Trey Wingo joins us on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Good morning, Trey. How are you?
Oh, boys, how are we? Great to be with you this morning in Chicago.
You know, we're trying to figure out what to make of what happened yesterday with Tua and how that jibes with those of us that love the game and want the game to continue to be played. I thought there were protocols in place. I thought that if a guy was concussed on a Sunday, he wouldn't be playing on a Thursday. I know they said it wasn't a concussion, but when you watched it and then you saw what happened again, it's a dark day for the NFL.
There's no question about it. And I'm glad you brought up what supposedly happened on Sunday, right? If you go back and go through the sort of chain of events that happened in the game between the Dolphins and the Bills, when he left the field, the first thing they said was, he's being treated for a head injury. That was the official statement that came out. And then when he came back, they said it was a back injury. But if you go watch that hit where Matt Milano shoved him to the ground, and much like what happened Thursday night, his head bounces off the turf. He doesn't go back to reach for his back. He doesn't go back and roll on the ground talking about my – the first thing he does is shakes his head and then holds his head. So there's so much uncertainty about what did or didn't happen in the Sunday game against the Bills that the NFL and the NFLPA decided to jointly investigate and review whether or not all the protocols were followed. So I guess my first question in all of this is, if you knew he was playing Thursday night or the Dolphins were playing Thursday night, why didn't this joint review come up with something before the game took place Thursday night?
I think that's a great question and a great way to look at it. I also think that at some point in time, the Dolphins owner is suspended. I don't know where the general manager factors into this entire equation, but Mike McDaniel as the head coach could have saved Tua from himself. He could have stepped forward and intervened. And I do wonder if the accountability starts there, Trey, because all of this could have been avoided had Mike McDaniel put the player's best interest ahead of his team's.
Yeah, I want to get into something else, but real quickly along those lines, like when he said after the game last night the good news is it's only a concussion. I'm like, now hold on a minute now. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury. And with the fencing reflex that he, the fencing pose that his arms took place in, that tells you that it's even more damaging because it potentially involves the brain stem. So for Mike McDaniel to get up there after the game and say, thank goodness it was only a concussion, he is missing the entire point. Now, to the first part of your question, it actually should not be on Mike McDaniel, because the whole point of this concussion process, guys, there's an independent neurological expert at every game, and they're supposed to be the ones that take the power out of the coaching staff, take it away from anybody involved with the team, for them to make the decision, say, hey, we need to take a look at that guy, and we need to do this. So right away, there's an implication that there might have been something wrong with the process that was set up to make sure the coaches weren't able to do what Mike McDaniel did. And I put this out on Twitter last night. Something very similar happened in a 2017 game between the Texans and the Niners. Tom Savage was the Texans quarterback. He was hit in the end zone, and his arms flew up just like that, the same way that Tua's did, and they were actually twitching. He came back into the game after that one. And those protocols were supposed to be in place in 2017 as well. So this is not the first time where there might have been a really egregious flaw in the system that is out there that is supposed to, A, protect the players, and B, make sure the teams don't have a say in what happens.
And I think it's Josina Anderson on Twitter. I'm told Tua Tagliavoa traveled back with the team in a neck brace. All scans were negative. Nothing's broken. We'll have MRI when he gets back, per a league source, comforted by having family at the game and at the hospital. Again, I don't know that we look at this and, you know, you see, as you say, I think Tony Boselli was on the call, and he's like, he may have injured his hand because he sees his fingers in that fencing pose you talked about.
That's
horrific.
No. Yeah, and listen, I'm happy that nothing was broken. Yeah. I'm happy that all the – but the end of the day, it's the brain, okay? All – like, a broken bone, you can heal. A ligament, you can repair. A labrum tear, you can surgically alter. It's the brain, okay? Nothing else matters. We need to find out exactly what the neurological impacts were for Tua going into that game, and specifically what happens now, because that was – I talked to Chris Nowinski, who runs the Concussion Foundation, said, look, you can tell me he wasn't concussed, but he had every symptom Sunday of being concussed. And if that happened, then 4 days later, he's out there on that field. Then we have what's called second impact syndrome, which is a secondary hit when you're still not recovered from the first concussion. And that's what leads to something like we saw from Tua on the field Thursday night with that fencing reflex.
We're talking to Chris Nowinski at the top of the hour, Trey. Thanks for the tease. Yeah. In 30 seconds, Bears, Giants, what do you expect? What's your pick?
Running, a lot of running plays. I mean, I love the Greenwood Farms ads. They let Justin Fields throw. He's last in attempts, completions, percentage, passer rating, and the highest interception rate in the NFL among all 32 qualified quarterbacks. Let's just run the football, because both teams have good rushing offenses and both have terrible rushing defenses.
Yeah, game will be over in an hour and a half.
There
great
you
stuff.
Go.
Thanks, Trey.
Thanks,
we
Trey.
Appreciate
all right, guys. Take care.
Yep. That was Trey Wingo. Trey's brought to us by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250. If you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus.
A lot of good points he raised and a lot more to get into, and we'll do that with Chris Nowinski, the head of the Legacy Concussion Institute.
We'll do that next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.